Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. James 4:7 appears within a letter written to believers facing spiritual pressure, personal conflict, and divided loyalties. James, the half-brother of Jesus and a leader in the early church in Jerusalem, wrote this letter to Jewish Christians scattered throughout the Roman world. Many of these believers faced trials, persecution, poverty, temptation, and social hardship. James wrote with a direct and practical style, calling Christians to live out genuine faith through obedience, humility, wisdom, and spiritual maturity. The broader context of James reveals a strong concern for divided hearts. James repeatedly challenges believers who profess faith in God while allowing sinful attitudes and worldly desires to shape their lives. Throughout the letter, he addresses issues such as favoritism, uncontrolled speech, selfish ambition, pride, quarrels, greed, and spiritual compromise. James does not separate belief from behavior. He insists that true faith produces visible obedience and wholehearted devotion to God. This background is especially important for understanding James 4:7. Earlier in chapter 4, James asks believers, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you?" He explains that sinful desires and selfish ambitions create conflict within the church and within the human heart. Some believers wanted friendship with the world while also claiming loyalty to God. James strongly warns that divided loyalty leads to spiritual instability and opposition to God's purposes. James 4:7 stands as a turning point within this rebuke. After confronting pride and compromise, James calls believers to repentance and renewed submission to God. The command, "Submit yourselves therefore to God," flows directly from James's earlier statement that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble, James 4:6. Humility before God becomes the foundation for spiritual victory. The command to resist the devil also fits naturally within this context. James understood that spiritual warfare often unfolds through temptation, pride, selfish desires, and compromise with worldly thinking. The devil works to draw believers away from faithful obedience to God. James teaches that Christians resist the enemy not through personal strength alone, but through humble surrender to God's authority. The original readers would have understood the seriousness of this call. Many early Christians faced pressure from both Jewish opposition and pagan culture. Temptation to compromise, to fear persecution, or to drift spiritually remained constant dangers. James encouraged believers to remain steadfast in faith and wholehearted in devotion to God. James 4:7 also reflects a larger biblical theme found throughout Scripture. Spiritual resistance begins with submission to God. Believers cannot successfully oppose the devil while resisting God's authority in our own lives. The Christian who walks humbly with God, obeys His word, and depends upon His strength can stand firmly against spiritual opposition. Understanding the context of James 4:7 helps readers recognize that this verse is about more than resisting temptation. It is a call to wholehearted repentance, humility, obedience, and dependence upon God. James urges believers to reject divided loyalties and live fully surrendered to the Lord. Take action. Open your Bible and read James 4:1 through 10. As you read, notice how James connects pride, selfish desires, worldly thinking, humility, submission, and resistance to the devil. Pay close attention to the flow of James's argument leading into verse 7. Reflection questions. 1. What problems within the church was James addressing in chapter 4? 2. Why does James connect submission to God with resisting the devil? 3. How does the broader context of James 4 help explain the meaning of James 4:7? Memorization reminder. Continue reviewing James 4:7 throughout the day. Focus especially on the sequence of the verse. Submission to God first, then resistance against the devil. Understanding the order of James's commands helps reveal the heart of spiritual victory.